The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Raw Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Kong, and here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlotto. Kimmy, I have to tell you, just literally seeing your face brings me pain because I miss you so much. You're so beautiful. How are you?
I miss you too. You're so bright, like a flower that you're wearing.
Oh, thank you. I bought this shirt in every color that it came in, so.
Really? You do that a lot.
Yeah, I just feel like you find something you like and you're like, this is me from now on, you know?
Yeah, I do that. I do that, but I take it too far. People have to be like, Kim, can you stop with the whatever it is that I'm obsessed with that month? But, you know, a passion's a passion.
Live your life, girl. It's okay.
Live your life. That's what I'm saying. So what's up, Alex? What's new? It's been a week. Another week in the world. Another week in Quarantineville, Quarantine Land. This new universe, this new world we live in. This new normal that's not normal. It's fucking weird. Is this it? Is this life now? I feel like one of the most important things to do as a podcast host is to remind everyone that this is not what life used to be. Like, everybody remember.
Kim, I don't know what to tell you, but, like, allegedly, I am pretty much back to regular life.
But you're not. That's what I'm saying. You're not, though.
You think I'm not? You think it only feels... You think that, like, the tiny little bits of social interaction that I'm getting are making it feel like I'm back to regular life, but it's not?
Yeah.
That's possible.
I think that's what it is, because I think that's what I'm getting here in Florida.
But I don't mind it, because, like, I'm so grateful for just, like on Saturday night, I went out to the Stress Factory to see Big J. And Shannon was there. Justin Silver was there. Dan Soder.
Inside?
It was outside, but it was a show. Oh. And just the fact that there were, like, so many familiar faces in my vicinity, it gave me life again. Like, I feel... Yeah, I feel so good after that. And I feel like those kinds of nights I would just kind of take for granted a few months ago, you know?
To be honest, I'm a little bitter when I hear about it. I'm like, no, I don't. If everything's going to be corona, people aren't going to be living life continually when I move to Florida for corona.
Kim, come back to New York. I have a bed for you.
I can't come back to New York. I can't. There's nothing open. It's so expensive and there's nothing open.
I mean, I guess so. You should see the streets are really popping. Like, there's restaurant tables and chairs on every street, taking up every parking spot that I ever could have parked in. And people are out, man.
Your car's out?
There are cars out. There is traffic.
Wow. That's crazy. How's Times Square?
I mean, I haven't been to Times Square. I'm assuming there's, like, no tourists in the city. So it's probably actually the nicest version of Times Square. What?
This is the time to hang out there.
Yeah, no tourists, no, like people walking slowly with a camera and
You should be doing photo shoots there and shit.
I wish we hung out more. Nobody suggests photo shoots to me anymore. Bobby Hutch, how come you never tell me that we should have a photo shoot in Times Square?
We actually should, because this is live Times Square right now.
No. What is that?
It's empty.
Times Square is your oyster.
Bro,
it's stinky, but it's an oyster.
You couldn't see the floor on a regular day in Times Square.
3 o'clock on a Tuesday. That's crazy. That's unexpected, actually, because I'll tell you, downtown right now, the way the streets were packed and I was almost unable to get a parking spot, it was infuriating.
Yeah, really. Down here on the Lower East Side, forget it. There's people everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, that's nuts. Here, you know, People are retiring.
That's what you do in Florida.
They just retire and not have cell phone service. I mean, the amount of times that I drive around and I go, how does a whole town not have phone service? It shocks me that there's no, like, phone service. There's just not phone service. You don't get a choice. You just don't have phone service. And there's no communication with the world if you don't want it.
I mean, that's pretty crazy. But, I mean, what do you expect? You've retired to Florida, Kim.
I didn't retire. I had a show 3 days ago. It did get canceled, but I was scheduled on it.
God damn it. Oh, that's so disappointing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I've actually started writing recently, and it's been getting a little bit better. I couldn't write for a long time. And I was like, well, this is over. I'm not funny anymore. And then it came back. And I was like, okay, there it is.
That's good.
And I didn't think I would have anything to write about because I haven't been doing anything because every day is the fucking same. Every day is the same damn thing.
Can you walk me through your day today? Like what
Oh, happened? my day the past 4 months? Okay. So every morning I wake up. I have a coffee, a black coffee. I smoke a joint.
She's not even living. She's not even letting herself put damn cream in the shit. God damn it.
I have a black coffee. I smoke a joint. I kind of just scroll TikTok and like hang out with my boyfriend until like 1. We go eat lunch. We make lunch or eat lunch. We smoke another joint. We kind of just hang out.
What time do you fuck?
Probably between the hours of morning. And bedtime. During the day, not really. You know, we're both busy doing nothing. So we're both really busy. We're just usually like scrolling our computers, like trying to think of ways to like work. But neither of us are really doing much. I don't know. It feels like a lot of that the last 4 months. And then we eat dinner. And then we do jujitsu. And then some nights we get real crazy and we paint.
You've been painting. Okay. You use an acrylics, you use an oils, fingers, brushes. What's up?
I'm using acrylics and some canvas paper.
I like that. You must show me your work sometime. Your little boyfriend paints too. That's fucking adorable.
It is really cute. Yeah. We like to paint.
I would like to paint with a boy. I would just like to paint a picture with a boy. That sounds so nice.
It is really fun. Listen, this is a perfect setup. If you want to have a fun date night, listen, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you got a little boo and you guys are in quarantine and you've been doing the same thing over and over again, go to Walmart right now and you can buy a bunch of acrylic paint for really cheap in the paint section and get, you can buy a whole pad. Don't get the canvases because you only have one. You can get a whole thick pad of like 100 canvas papers that just rip out. And what we do is we put them over newspaper and we tape the corners so we have like a border. And then we just set up one of those Bob Ross paint-alongs or like a YouTube paint-along tutorial. We pick one, we roll a joint, and we get beers. And then we just like eat food and paint and smoke and drink.
That sounds really fun.
It's really fun. And it's a really cheap date. It's like a $20 date.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. I'm realizing as you say this that I'm like, I feel like I'm the cheapest date ever because all I ever want to do is like smoke a joint and watch some TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. It never gets old.
No, I'm not like that. I'm like, I want to go to an amusement park. I'm a nightmare. Dude. Truly. If things are open, I need to be stimulated all the time.
I want to go to an amusement park so badly right now. I want to go to a music festival. I want to go.
That thing we went on in Six Flags.
Which one?
That thing where we laid on our stomachs and you had to pull your own cord. I want to do that. Imagine doing that over a bunch of people that are watching.
I thought about that the other day, how much fun that was, how terrified you were, how much I felt like I was pressuring you into doing something you really didn't want to do. Man, that was so much fun.
You guys tried to tie me up into it.
Yeah, no, Kim was crying. Kim was literally crying. It was called like the Devil's Drop or something.
Yeah, I don't even know if they know what we're talking about, but it's one of those rides that like not the slingshot. They have the slingshot. They have the videos of those a lot. But it's more like you're in Superman position.
Yeah, it's not so much a ride as much as like...
It's on a train.
Yeah, it's a series of ropes and harnesses.
Yes. You're on a harness, Superman style, with your friends piled up like pigs in a blanket. And you get to pull your own cord and release yourself when it like takes you so far up, you're almost flipping. Yeah, there it is.
That was it. I mean, Lewis in the middle and then me and Kim dangling off of the sides.
That actually up? No.
It's not, but it looks like it could be. So
rewind that video, because that could, the way that that could pass for the three of us was disgusting. Alex, I'm sorry that that's you on the left to do that to you. But the guy in the middle looks like Lewis, and that looks like me on the side.
No, but I did have my hair tied up and everything. Like, it could pass. That's us.
Where did you find this, Bobby? This is actual footage of us. Oh, my God.
I was videotaping you guys. You didn't remember?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so this was... And we got pulled all the way to the top of this fucking crane thing, and then they yell into, like, a speaker. Look how high those are. And then they yell into a speaker... to let go, and then Alex didn't pull the thing right.
I tried to, but the lever that you pull to release is a lot, like, you have to be kind of strong to get it, and I kind of just gave it a weak tug the first time and nothing happened, and Kim, I swear to God, if she could touch me, she would have fucking hit me.
I would have, because I was ready, because she counted to three and I held my breath and then nothing happened. And I was like, what the fuck? And she was like, I can't. And then we dropped. And I was like, that was fucked up. That was such a fucked up way for that to happen.
What'd you say?
The second we started dropping, it was fun.
Yeah, you wanted to go again afterward.
Yeah, it was really, 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 really fun.
Yeah.
That's when life was fun. Remember that? The feeling of something tickling your stomach as you drop down it?
You can't even I was thinking about this. You couldn't even do like a limited people in the park situation. Because first of all, the tickets would be so expensive just to keep the park open and like running. And second of all, like, even if there's only six people on the ride, like, I don't know what kind of snotty ass person came off the ride right before me and touched everything and like threw up a little bit on the way down. Yuck. Right. Yuck, mm-hmm. Yuck. I think it's 2022 before we're back to theme parks. I don't know what to say.
If 2020 is the next time we're going to be yuck, yuck free.
Hey, I actually have the video of you guys on that day. If you want.
Yeah. I tripped down memory lane.
I can't remember.
Here we go.
I feel like we did this after, but maybe we didn't. Ah, look at us.
This is me just trying. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Is there sound?
We're definitely screaming fun, fun, fun. You sound like a pterodactyl.
People still, I'm telling you. That still looks like that same video you just showed us. Yeah, fun times. I don't know, man. I've been deep into the TikTok. I've been deep into the conspiracy still. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. People are like, enough with the conspiracies. I'm telling you, half the people love it. The other half of you are like, enough with the conspiracies. Stop it. But I don't know what else to tell you when it is being thrown in my face. It is being thrown in my face. We need to free Britney Spears.
We really do. I'm disappointed. So we keep... Kim and I keep coming to the show with like TikToks that blow our minds and we're like, wow, what a conspiracy. And then we get here and we do like the most minimal amount of research on it. And it turns out that we're just the most gullible people on planet Earth.
Keep getting tricked. That's why I said don't vote for me for anything. I don't fact check.
Dude, Britney Spears posted this really weird video a few days ago being like, My favorite movie? I think I'm doing a really good current Britney impression, by the way.
The current Britney, you need to put a gap in your tooth. The gap is in, the gap before anything, Alex. The gap?
Are they forcing her to wear a palate expander or something? Are they torturing her with a palate expander?
Only have a gap in her teeth.
She never had a gap in her teeth. Bitch always looked perfect. What's happening?
She never had a gap in her teeth, and now her teeth is gapped and her voice is different. I swear to God, it's not even her.
Her voice literally sounds like this. She's like, okay, so a lot of you guys have been asking me what my favorite movie is, and I'm going to say it's Frozen because of the story about the two sisters, and I usually go to bed around 11:30 or 12.
That's her video. That's the whole thing. Who's letting her do this? Who's running? Who's helping her run these accounts? I need to know. I must know.
Also, if I was her kidnapper, I'd be like, yo, that's 100% a secret code for something. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't know if you're trying to be sneaky, but what you said didn't make sense. You're saying some weird shit, so you're not allowed to post that.
I swear to God, her kidnappers underestimate her so much, they actually think that she's so dumb that they're like, oh, she's just being Britney, you know?
They don't respect women so much, whoever her kidnapper is, that they're like, this dumb bitch don't even know how to spell SOS. Like,
I'll let her film her silly video. It's no harm.
Silly video, just crying. Oh, it's crazy. But there's a whole Reddit now. I found a whole Britney Spears Reddit, and Jamie Lynn said some shit. And it is weird that she said that Frozen thing, the Frozen comment. And she was like, because she said something in the video. Do we have that video of Britney Spears saying that?
Yeah, Britney Spears.
Can we break? Can we listen to that so we can break it down? We're trying to free Britney over here, and I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay. My comments. I listened, and so now I'm going to answer all of your questions. The first question that you mainly ask me is what my favorite song is. My favorite song is Toxic that I have done, and I have no idea what my favorite song in the whole world is. The second question is a lot of you have asked me what's my favorite place to visit.
I think it's
my
the yellow background video.
Wait. That one's interesting too. I'm seeing something here. She said her favorite song is Toxic.
I heard that. I mean, it is her best song, which, like, so I can't.
Is it her best song? I mean, bitch, have you ever listened to Lucky?
And they say she's so lucky. She's a star, but she cries.
So good.
It's good, but Toxic is a fucking jam. I don't know what to say. You're toxic, I'm slipping under.
Maybe that song's about her being kidnapped, too.
Maybe.
Drugged. It literally sounds like... Can we find the lyrics to Toxic? I don't know what to tell you. I feel like this woman's reaching out for our help. Oh, I lost you guys. Can you see me still?
I can see you. You look lovely.
Okay, good. Thanks. I feel like Toxic... Can it not just be by... About that?
I mean, in this song in particular, it does feel like she's talking to, like, a love interest, like a guy like you should wear a warning. I need a hit, baby.
Yeah, what that's true. It's a little sexual. I don't know.
I don't think that she was as kidnapped back then as she is now. I think that Britney's father, whoever owns her estate, has, like, been very slowly taking things over time. And, like, now, 2020, we've reached the point where she's, like, lost.
Almost like from my devil's cup, slowly it's taking over me. It's literally, you're like, I don't think this is right. And then you went to describe the next lyrics in the song. We're doing the same thing that the toxic men do to Britney. She's telling us, she's like, the lyrics were like, Alex and Kim, please put this on broad topics. Tell them I'm being held kidnapped. And we're like, that's crazy that they.
Like, wow, she was really in, like, a bad relationship, wasn't she?
Some dude named Alex and Kim really fucked her up.
All right, you guys, let's take a second from the podcast because I really want to talk about our new sponsors, Cushy Dreams. You guys, Cushy Dreams specializes in extraordinary CBD rich hemp flower, aka bud, and pre-roll CBD joints. Alex, we've been smoking these CBD joints with our families, and it's honestly, I know me and you have talked about, it's changed the social circle in our families. For quarantine, if you want to smoke with your parents, but they don't like THC, they don't like the feeling of getting high, these CBD joints are perfect for them.
I'll tell you right now, Kim, Cushy Dreams is the reason that I'm still able to live in my house with my parents. It's relaxed all of us, especially them. And man, is it just a better situation happening.
It's true. Cushy Dreams is a new company with a full lineup of premium smokable CBD shipping legally to all 50 states. So join the group of men and women who want to smoke their CBD. As a Gas Digital listener, you probably know about the great effects of CBD and Cushy Dreams. So smoke your CBD because you can.
Cushy Dreams is grown in California and Oregon, and each plant is hand-selected by a team of experienced cannabis flower experts. The attention to detail is noticeable in every beautiful flower. It's 100% hand trimmed and never machine trimmed. They take the artisan approach. Every run is small batch. They have independent lab testing for compliance and purity. And each batch is slow cured for 2 to 4 weeks to guarantee maximum freshness and preserve flavor and cannabinoids. Cushy Dreams has CBD flower and pre-rolls that come in specific indica sativa blends like Energy, Hustle, and Dream.
I'm telling you right now, you guys, you need to get yourself some CBD flower, some pre-rolls. Go to cushydreams.com and use the promo code TOPIX, T-O-P-I-X, for 20% off your first order. There are exclusive discounts only for Gas Digital listeners. There's no better offer out there. So smoke your CBD because you can. All right, let's get back into the show.
Yeah, Brittany needs to be saved. I don't know what else to say. Like,
but yeah, no. In the other video in particular, the idea that her favorite movie is Frozen, like let's talk about this for a second. She couldn't have been younger than 29 or so when Frozen came out. It's not, it can't be her favorite film, okay?
I think she was older than that.
Yeah, probably. And
I mean, literally, Frozen, I don't know what else to tell you besides the fact that Frozen is not Britney Spears' favorite movie.
And it's specifically a movie about like a girl who has all of her power taken away from her and is like locked away for a while and unable to see the people she loves and things like that. It's just too on the nose. Like, Britney.
And she says, yeah, because the sisters live together and the other sister has to leave because she has no choice. She says some weird thing like that in the video, right?
Yeah. It's on her Instagram, Bobby. It's the video with the yellow background.
Probably because someone was like, in the next video, if you're kidnapped, have a yellow background.
Yeah. And also, let's also acknowledge that nobody is asking her these questions. Nobody cares what time she goes to bed. Like, who?
And she knows damn well that's not the number one question she gets. It's the number one question is, bitch, are you okay?
It's definitely the number one question she gets.
The number one question I get is, bitch, is you okay? And I'm fine. I'm not. If you're not kidnapped, you would literally be like, hey, you guys are all really concerned. No one's, look, there's no one behind me. No one's in this room. I'm filming this by myself.
She's like, the number one question I get is, why is there makeup running all over my face? And the answer to that is actually very simple. I have been crying all day long and all night because I have no way out.
Oh, it's actually really good, Alex. It's really good.
Thank you.
All right, let's hear it.
Hi, guys. So a lot of you have been asking me more questions in the comments, and I'm here to answer all of your questions. So the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what's my favorite Disney movie? My favorite Disney movie is probably Frozen, just because I really like the fact that the two sisters, their relationship, and then one goes off and lives in a castle just because she can't deal anymore. My favorite movie is probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What time do I go to sleep? I go to sleep between 11:30 and 12. What's my favorite flower? It's a rose. And how old was I when I got my first car? I was probably 17 years old. And have I ever gotten a speeding ticket? I've had one speeding ticket my whole life. Hi, guys. So
I swear you, this all adds up to something. 11:30 to 12.
I've never been Someone, she's spitting a message at us. If we could solve this, hold on. We need a piece of paper, I think. Should we get a piece of paper and try to solve Britney Spears' message? All right. Hold on.
We have, okay, yes, get a piece of paper. So far, we have Frozen, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Frozen and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yes.
Frozen.
And then we have 11:30 to 12, which she says.
Is that the next thing she said for sure? I think she said something before that.
No. She said.
Can we rewatch it real quick?
Yeah.
This is important. I'm sorry. We have to. This is a message if I've ever seen one. Look at the angle. Look at the angle. It's a point of view of when you're asking for help.
I think you should write down yellow because that background is too much. It means something. It has to. I want to do a board that has like connecting lines and pins in it and shit. And I think yellow is a theme here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is yellow one of the pedophile colors, Kim? Didn't we talk about how they have colors?
Yeah, but I don't think it was.
Okay.
Questions in the comments, and I'm here to answer all of your questions. So the first main question that you guys have been asking me is, what's my favorite Disney movie? My favorite Disney movie is probably Frozen, just because I really like the fact that the two sisters, their relationship, and then one goes off and lives in a castle just because she can't deal anymore. My favorite movie is probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What time do I go to sleep? I go to sleep between 11:30 and 12. What's my favorite flower? It's a rose. And how old was I when I got my first car? I was probably 17 years old. And have I ever gotten a speeding ticket? I've had one speeding ticket my whole life. Hi, guys. So a lot of you.
Yeah, there's a lot of number answers, which it just feels weird. Yeah. 17, one speeding ticket.
All right. So this is what I have. I have yellow, Frozen, Ferris Bueller, 11:30, 12, rose, car 17, one speeding ticket. What are you saying, Brittany? What are you saying? Tell us, Brittany.
Dude, Brittany.
I need a cigar. I need a cigar. Like, I swear to God, I need a cigar for this. What happens during that Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Can we look up, Bobby, can you look up the synopsis of Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And maybe 11:30 to 12 on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Maybe. Okay, so we checked the time code at 11:30 to 12 in the movie Frozen because we saw a TikTok claiming that it was the scene where she's like literally in shackles. But again, we got tricked by the talk, as Kim said, because that's not the time code, at least on the Disney Plus version. I don't know if maybe, like Bobby pointed out, there might be some intros on the DVD version or something like that that pushes the timestamps a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A rose is interesting for me because they usually come in a dozen, which is 12 again.
I think the 11:30 to 12 definitely – It really does make sense to me that it's a timestamp for something because, like,
we should have to know the Ferris Bueller's Day Off timestamp. Where is Ferris Bueller's Day Off located? Amazon? Okay, he has an uncanny skill of cutting classes and getting away with it, intending to make one last duck out before graduation. Ferris calls in sick, borrows a Ferrari, and embarks on a one-day journey through the streets of Chicago. On Ferris's trail is high school principal Rooney. Jeffrey Jones is determined to catch him in the act.
Interesting, Brittany. Yeah. So your favorite Disney movie is about a girl who's completely held back from the world, but your favorite movie in general is about the most free person who could do whatever they think about. Also, did you highlight Jeffrey Jones for a reason?
Yeah, because I believe he was suspected to be a pedophile, but I'm gonna look that up real quick. Allegedly.
Okay, that's
allegedly. You heard Francis in the back. Old lawsuit Francis in the back.
Well, Bobby, I like that you're connecting these dots for us.
I know. And I really want to know what happens during 11:30 to 12 during that movie.
But isn't that like a weird, like two different sides of things? Like Frozen and Ferris Bueller's Day Off couldn't be more different movies. Like the whole spirit of those movies are just like freedom versus containment.
Definitely. Where can we find this movie? Where is it available? Amazon Prime.
He was sentenced. Okay. It's not alleged. It's real.
He was sentenced.
So it seemed, yeah. So he had explicit sexual pictures of a 14-year-old boy and was sentenced in 2003. And I guess he violated his probation at one point. And that's where this came from.
Interesting. So that movie's actually like the actor who plays the guy who's hunting the kid in the movie is actually a pedophile.
Yeah.
I see. What?
I saw somewhere that she was wearing this choker in a video. She was wearing this red necklace. Remember?
I mean, Brittany has, she must have a whole fucking closet of chokers. She's never not wearing a choker. And when I tell you, she's got the worst body to be wearing a choker. Her torso is so long to begin with, and her legs are so short. Why would you ever put a choker necklace on that? Everything she does is like questionable. I don't know what to say.
No, there was. Yes. They make her wear a shock collar.
Okay. For what? In a video?
Look up Britney Spears' shock collar and go to images. And one of the images, you can see it. And I saw another video. She was wearing this rose collar on her. It was like a rose right here, and it was a collar, and it was red, and someone had looked it up, and that was a hidden shock collar.
If you tell me that she's always wearing a choker because they're all fucking shock collars, I will kill myself.
I swear to God. I don't know if that's, like, crazy of me to think, but I want to see if you can see it in her TikToks.
Bitch, it's not crazy of you to think. It's crazy of her to constantly be wearing a choker. She's 38, okay? Her pop star time is over. We know it. She knows it.
All right, you guys, let's take a second from the podcast to talk about our new sponsors, Lucy Nicotine. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by former smokers who are finally making tobacco alternatives that don't suck. It's 2020, you guys, so let's get rid of the cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out those disgusting tins of dip, and go get some Lucy nicotine gum and lozenges that actually taste great. Alex, I know that you have some experience with these, and they've become pretty popular around your area of the house.
Hell yeah, Kim. You know I'm a vapor. It's no secret from anybody, and I'm not even actually like looking to quit vape. But I do use these to like substitute if I'm in a spot where it's irresponsible, illegal, whatever it is to vape. I pop in a piece of gum. I pop in a lozenge. It does the trick. It keeps me feeling good until I get back to the spot that I need. And I can also sense that they'd be like fantastic for if you're trying to quit. So a subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month, and it's really simple. Lucy has their delivery down. So go to lucy.co and use promo code BROAD and you'll get your first trial order of gum or lozenges at the lowest possible price that they're allowed to sell it to you by law.
Yeah, you guys, the government has rules set against giving away nicotine for free. So the team at Lucy is working with us at Gas Digital to get you your first trial order of gum for right around $1 and lozenges at $2. So go to lucy.co and use promo code BROAD at the checkout to get rid of your old cigarettes or vape. All right, let's get back into it.
Are you just on TikTok now? What's happening?
I'm on Britney Spears' TikTok seeing if she had that rose shock collar because I can't find the picture that I found on TikTok. But if you look up Britney Spears shock collar, there is an image that comes up of her in this with glasses on. Bobby, do you see it? It's the first one. Yes. Zoom into that. I mean, that's literally what a shock collar looks like.
Wow, it's just, it's like built into her outfit too. I don't know what a shock collar looks like.
Can you go get Haley's shock collar for me? I have one. We're in Florida.
What does that mean? What do you use them for in Florida?
For the dog.
Okay, I could swear I thought you said your sister's name and then shock collar.
Yeah, because it's her dog. She has the dog who has the shock collar.
Okay. All right. I was like, oh.
Look just like that video. And maybe that's what Rose means.
Okay. So you think Rose is.
I'm being shot collared every day. They're shocking me at every Yelp I have.
A majority of her pictures on Instagram, she's wearing a choke collar.
No, I'm saying she wears them with almost every outfit, and it doesn't look good on her. I don't know what else to say. I love Britney, but it does not look good on her.
This. Bailey, you can come look at this. Pull up the picture again, Bobby. Can you pull up the picture and me? Can she see both?
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. That's real Britney's weird.
Really? That's a shock collar. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. That's a shock collar. Look at this.
Yeah. And no wonder her voice has gone up 6 octaves. She's being shocked in the throat every day.
Down, Brittany, down. Heel.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That looks like a shock collar.
No good.
Do you think it is? Bobby, what do you think?
I mean, it looks exactly like a shock collar, but it kind of, wouldn't the metal points be on her skin and not?
Yes, but maybe she turned it around because it was hurting her.
Because she's smart. Not crazy.
Right.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. I don't know why that those things would be there.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
Also, like,
I don't know.
I don't know. She's definitely crying her makeup off her face. I know I said this before, but it's actually like.
Yeah, it's an issue. She's crying every day, you guys. I don't know what else to say. But
The amount of like tear rubbing I would have to do to get my eyeliner to reach out that far around my eyes, like suicidal I would have to be to even get my makeup to look like that.
you have to do your makeup on purpose like that.
Yeah, and I don't think she's doing that. I mean, she's had like stylists and people over the course of her life who can make her look amazing. She knows how to look good, and she's really missing the mark, and it feels like somebody else is doing or purposeful on her behalf.
I think it's her father.
What's Britney's dad look like? Can we see a picture of Mr. Spears?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. If you put in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 11:30 to 12. What pops up is Von Steuben Day Parade, the Von Steuben Day Parade scene. Like, literally, that's the first thing that comes up. It's like a specific scene.
I don't know what Von Steuben Day is. I haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off since I was a kid.
The Von Steuben scene was filmed September 28th in downtown Chicago. I don't know. Never mind. I thought I had something.
Let's keep going. What happened on September 28th?
Okay. I thought I had something, but I didn't. We almost freed Britney, but guess what? She's still in there. Give her a shock for me, boys.
I'm going to say it's going to take us another 5 years as a society to free Britney. I think Britney is free in 2025, either that or she's dead.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just a guess. Allegedly, you know.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Well, fuck, dude. What were we just doing? We can't save her. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to let this go.
Well, you were saying that celebrities are jumping on the bandwagon to save her, and I think that's like a great, like, that's like something that could actually get a little bit of attention. Like, who's yes. first up?
Paris Hilton posted Free Britney. There was a few. I can't remember right now. It's on the Free Britney Reddit page. But there are celebrities that are now wearing Free Britney shirts. Snooki came out and put a Free Britney shirt. Well, Snooki's not the best source. It's not really the one you want. But Paris Hilton, I respect as a businessman and a queen.
I'll tell you right now, I respect Snooki the same way.
Okay, there you go.
Snooki has done a real 180 since her Jersey Shore days. She's like kind of woke. She's got a good little business. She's a good mom. Like, fucking hell yeah, Snooki.
She has a husband. I hate him. Her husband sucks. He's always been an asshole to her.
I just feel like, and, you know, don't take this the wrong way, anyone listening, but like in the circle that she was running with when she was younger, you weren't ever going to find a good man, you know?
That's true. That's true.
It's like Guido Italian dudes in their like mid 20s. Like if she was looking to get married to one of them, there was never going to be a good option.
Right. It's true. Sorry. Mean, this is going to get canceled.
Yeah, no, this is really going to hurt all of our Guido Italian mid 20s listeners. I'm really sorry.
This is you saying it about your people. It's like when I say spick.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. It's like, we get it. You're Italian. Me too. It's fine.
You got to take the hit for this one, Alex. I don't know what to say. I can't be involved.
I got it.
Oh, come on. All right. All right. Up next, fucking Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen, the sneaky bitch. And this is just another thing I haven't really fact checked, but I heard this true.
Me either.
Chrissy Teigen, she deleted thousands and thousands of emails recently. And people are wondering why. And
tweets.
She's not Hillary Clinton. She deleted tweets, and the tweets were pretty weird, according to what I saw. And I don't know if it's true. And Bobby, do you have anything on this? Please tell me you do.
Kim, can I tell you who broke this story?
Who?
Chrissy Mayer broke this story. Now, when I saw Chrissy Mayer, comedian.
Chrissy Mayer, who we know, local girl, we actually know, broke this.
Redhead comedian who we know, who's been in this room before, broke this story, and I couldn't be more proud.
Whoa.
So she said, Chrissy Mayer tweeted, some celebrities have been very busy since Jesseline Maxwell was arrested. Chrissy Teigen, why did you delete over 28,000 tweets yesterday? Hashtag Chrissy Teigen was on the Epstein flight logs. Save the children, pedo.
Show the thread, Bobby. Click that, show the thread.
It doesn't.
At the bottom.
The blue.
This is an image. It's not clickable. It's not clickable.
It's like trying to touch a touch.
I'll find it in a minute.
Because yeah, I want you guys to see some of the tweets. Maybe it's in that actual document though. Oh yeah, there it is.
Wait. But did Chrissy Teigen respond to that? Let's see. Go up again. So she retweeted it saying, "I can't see that." I actually deleted 60,000 tweets because I cannot fucking stand you idiots anymore, and I'm worried for my family. Finding me talking about toddlers and tiaras in 2013 and thinking you're some sort of fucking operative. She's mad. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's an angry reaction for somebody who's just really likes watching toddlers and tiaras.
Right. It seems like a little extreme for a toddlers and tiaras tweet.
If somebody came at me about how much I love Dance Moms, I'd be like, yeah, I love the dancing. I think the kids are so cute. Like, I wouldn't be like, you fucking idiot. You're trying to ruin my life. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a weird reaction. So let's see if we can find some of these deleted tweets. I think it probably says it in that article. We probably don't even need to find it.
Well, the one you were telling me about earlier was specifically the toddlers and tiaras one, where apparently she was talking about how much she loves watching little girls do splits.
Seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just, I want to put myself in jail.
Hashtag toddlers and tiaras.
And then the one on top of that is, I'm going to jail over pizza.
No. Okay. No.
And then I'm about to Anthony Weiner this kid. These are in 2011 when it was okay to do this. I just saw a baby that looked like a porn star, like a trashy do anything porn star. Is this wrong to think? That's a weird thought to have. To see a baby and be like, it looks like it likes to fuck.
Listen, right? Chrissy.
Let's just stop at that tweet for a second and think of the mindset you have to think that a little baby looks like a trashy do anything porn star.
No, and there's not even a hashtag toddlers and tiaras on this one. So it's like,
no, she just saw a baby like that.
It's just out in the world. I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love watching little girls do splits as much as anyone. But it's for the right reasons, you know?
Right. Right. You got to love splits for the right reason or it's really wrong.
Also, the words half naked is weird in there. Like, sure, I could appreciate a really, really nice dance costume that's maybe kind of minimal or whatever, but I don't look at it and think, ooh, this little girl is half naked. I think like...
I think of her as half clothed.
Yeah. I think about a pedophile
and a non-pedophile as the baby is half clothed to me and half naked to you. It's really weird to see when you look at it.
Let me ask you, do you see the baby as half naked or half clothed?
That really should be the test of a pedophile.
You have to ask your, whenever you have a kid, you have to ask your fucking brother, like the weird uncle, whether they see the baby half naked or half clothed.
Right, exactly. All right, so here's some of these other tweets, Bobby. Can we see that again? I'm bored. Really want to watch kids give birth. Where can I watch teens giving birth? MTV? I mean, that doesn't make sense, but I'll try. That one I get because I love teen moms. So.
Yeah, that one's kind of funny.
It's always weirds me out how strong little toddlers' tummies look, and I aware of how absolutely disturbing that sounds. A belly and a shirt with a small sexy toddler on it saying number one doll. What does a guy wear to a toddler's and Tiara's party? A belly and a shirt with a small sexy toddler on it saying number one. I don't know what that means. That's kind of weird.
I don't like the words small sexy toddler in that order. I think that's a problem.
Okay, so she tweets at Kevin Spacey here. Now he just said the cleanest and best pleasure is to have sex with a 13-year-old. Up into that, ha 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 ha.
That was to That's Kevin weird. Shockey, not Kevin Spacey.
Oh, okay. See how things can get twisted so quickly. Yeah. It made way more sense, Kevin Spacey.
But she also blocked a million users, and she was like very much known for not blocking anybody and just letting things roll on her Twitter. She was like the queen of Twitter, and she blocked 1 million people.
Yeah, it's really weird. I'm still on her Twitter. Are you?
I haven't checked, honestly, but I don't see why I would be blocked. I don't tweet at her ever.
I've been looking at it and, it's crazy. Like anytime, it kind of seems like all of the people who respond to her tweets on now are bots. Like their responses are very like, "I tried your new pasta, sounds delicious." Like, "Oh, I just bought your cookbook. My family loves it so much." It's like weird. It doesn't seem like real. It seems like none of her responses to her Twitter are real now.
Well, and also I've always thought that this cultural worship of her and John Legend was weird. Like always.
Right.
Ever since it started, I'm like, okay, yeah, I get John Legend. His music's okay. It's good. I like it. But like the way that they have turned into this like elite power couple in Hollywood, it doesn't align to me with like them. It just doesn't seem like they don't seem like people who we would all just so naturally be drawn toward. I just feel like they've climbed to this position, possibly through connections with pedophiles. Who knows?
Well, and let's think about it. John Legend, what has he done really? I mean, he did All of Me.
It's the only song of his that I could name off the top
and
of my
head. And it was a big hit, I guess, but...
Ordinary People.
It wasn't.
Was another one.
Ordinary People and All of Me, and that's it.
They're fine songs. They're not great. It's not the best fucking music ever. We've given them too much power.
I don't get how they've gotten up there like that, but because she hasn't done shit really, and neither has he.
Right, but if you're hanging around with Jeffrey Epstein and like you're fucking rubbing shoulders with all of these, like the most, you know, how pedophiles are the most powerful people in the world somehow, like that would align to me. It would make sense that would gain them the kind of power that they have now.
Can I tell you this really fucked up thought I had while I was driving yesterday, or while I was riding in a car yesterday and just thinking?
What?
I got to thinking that, you know how like, okay, I was like, okay, so if I got into thinking that I really believe in reincarnation and that we all come back and like live all these different lives until we learn all these lessons, right? I'm like really into whatever that is like the thing I believe in the most, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to thinking, I was like, if that's true and we all just keep coming back and we're one thing, like, literally, I think the problem with people finding out, I was like, why don't they want us to know? And I think, and I came to the conclusion is that people would think that murder was okay if you knew that everyone came back as a different thing. And it would be messier. Does that make sense? Like, it'd be fine because someone would reincarnate, but it's also not fair to take someone from this lifetime that they're having with someone else.
I mean, I kind of get that, but also, it's like you believe in this very strongly. I believe in this very strongly. And neither of us feel like it's okay to kill people. So I don't think, I don't know. I don't, people who do believe in reincarnation like really strongly are not the type of people to come to that conclusion. So I don't know.
You're right.
Like,
damn.
But I agree with you that like there's like all of these like spiritual things that people are really coming into. Like the reason people don't want us to know is because they have like a lot more power over us thinking that we don't have control over what happens to us. Like if once you actually believe that like my positive thoughts create positivity in my life, like you hold so much power, then it's right. Dangerous for everybody to hold that kind of power. Like people who are like
thinking negative things to balance out the world.
Yeah. People who are in positions of power don't want everybody knowing that they actually like control their lives with their thoughts because then they would lose their power.
Tell that to Britney Spears.
Britney gets it.
I'm sure she's tried a positive thought or two before. hasn't taken that shot collar off. That's crazy though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all wild. It's a scary world.
It is. It is a scary world.
Yeah, baby. I don't know. Well, let's continue freeing Britney next week.
Yeah, let's continue freeing Britney. Well, I'm going to look at this. I'm going to watch some Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm going to check out Rose Car 17, one speeding ticket. I'm putting those red strings on a board. We got to figure out what's going on with Britney, and we'll get back to you guys next week.
I would love if next week, instead of that picture of New York City on your wall, it's just a cork board with different Britney information.
There's like spray paint on my walls that says her name over and over again in different ways. It's like Britney Spears. Pretendy? My eyes are all black.
Britney. Britney starts with a B. B is for... Yeah, let's just keep going.
For boy, oh boy, am I kidnapped? all right, you guys. This has been a fun episode, Alex.
It has, dearie.
We'll get back to you guys next week. Thank you for listening to Broad Topics. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex, what about you, my love?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and head over to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code Topics, TOPIX, for a 14-day free trial. You get access to every single episode of this show on demand, as well as all of the other podcasts on the network. Fucking Legion of Skanks, our new one, Are You Garbage, High Society Radio, Irish Goodbye, a billion of them. So it's super duper worth it.
All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.